Welcome to Ring Talk, the podcast where we give you our opinions on the world of professional wrestling and a little bit of everything else, you know, anything else that's on our minds going on. I am Bombshell Billy along with my boy Nick here. Nick?
Hello, what is going on, everybody? I am here. I am the son of this guy.
You're a son of a Bombshell Billy. That's what you are.
Okay.
How about that?
Okay, let's just move on here.
Let's move on. We're here 10 seconds in. Let's just move on to the next subject. This is our opening, our very first episode of Ring Talk.
So what we're going to do on this show is basically we're just going to talk about anything, basically, really. But predominantly just professional wrestling in general. Right.
We have a tripod kitty walking around here. Bailey the tripod kitty, we like to call her. So she might be stopping in for a couple of segments here and there. But who knows what's going on with that. A lot of things going on in wrestling. There's a few main subjects we want to get to. We want to talk about some things that have come up recently. Chris Jericho. Is Chris Jericho under contract with WWE? Is he not? If he is, how can he wrestle for New Japan Pro Wrestling? We'll get into that in a little bit. Sami Zayn and my boy Kevin Owens. I have a little preference to Kevin Owens. He wrestled for 2CW, the regional independent wrestling, fantastic wrestling organization that I worked for many years. What's going on with those two? Is it a work? Is it a shoot? Was it a misunderstanding? Who knows? We'll try to delve into that. I talked about Bailey, not Bailey that you see on TV every week. We're talking about Bailey the Tripod Cat. She might be stopping in for a little segment. Maybe, maybe not. I'm not sure if she's ready to talk or not. All that. What else we got going? Anything else on your mind? What's going on, Nick?
Not really anything I can think of at the moment. I'm sure by the time we start, you know.
My boy Tim has been trying to talk me into getting a little New Japan World, subscribing to that. I'm trying to get some insight on that. Maybe I can get him on the line sometime soon. And we can get a little bit more information on that because New Japan World's going to get us that big match
of Chris Jericho versus Kenny Omega, the cleaner.
As we like to call it, Alpha
versus Omega.
Okay, we don't like to call it that. Chris Jericho likes to call it that. So we got that. We got that. We got that. We might be taking a break to eat because we both like to eat. If you've seen us, you'd know what we're talking about. All that and more. We're going to hit our first subject in just a couple seconds. Coming at you with Ring Talk. All right. Subject number one, Nick. Chris Jericho. The big news. I'm not talking about the cruise. Not the cruise news. We can talk about that some other time, too. But the big news with Chris Jericho this week, or was it last week? I don't know what day is it. Anyway,
it was about half and half between the 2 weeks.
So, is that he has been announced to wrestle on January 4th.
The cleaner, Kenny Omega, at Wrestle Kingdom 12 on January 4th.
Now, how's this working out? Like, New Japan Pro Wrestling. And is Chris Jericho still under contract? What have you been reading? Is he under contract with WWE?
See, at this point, I am not sure because the story's just been flip-flopping many different ways from all the different sources, from PW Insider to what's the other source I got it from?
Wrestling Observer?
Wrestling Observer. All the different sources, that they all have contradicting statements,
conflicting,
I guess.
Statements, I believe is what you're saying. Here's my question for you, Nick. I look at things like this. How can Chris Jericho be under contract with WWE, yet still go work a match in New Japan, but Jimmy Jacobs can't take a picture with his friends, and he gets fired? Excuse me, the unprofessional Jimmy Jacobs, as he likes to be called on the indie scene now. That's what we like to call a double standard.
Well, okay, I'll put out a rumor warning. This is the rumor I've heard.
You've been warned. It's a rumor.
Yes. What I have heard is that Vince McMahon has...
It's Mr. McMahon to you.
Oh, sorry. Mr. McMahon has given Chris Jericho permission to do this in some kind of scheme to hopefully lure Kenny Omega to the WWE once Kenny Omega's contract expires with New Japan, which expires at the end of January, by the way.
I'm not sure Kenny Omega would want to go to WWE. He's done a lot of crap talking on WWE, but that could be just a work to work into the storyline of whatever he's doing on the indie scene or this thing with Chris Jericho. However, there's a lot of people with a lot of potential that have gone to WWE, and look what's happened to them. Not using my boy Kevin Owens for an example, because he got skyrocketed to the top. But look at him now. He's in a tag team program with the New Day. That, not taking nothing away from those guys, they're entertaining, but he should be at the top of the pitcher all the time. Maybe I'm being a little biased.
So like people like Sammy Callahan or Solomon Crowe, as he was known. Hold on a second.
What about Neville?
Oh, prime example, even better example than mine.
What about the Good Brothers?
The Good Brothers, Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson. That is a good example.
Big, hot team coming in, red hot, a lot of potential, big boys. Nerds! Dumb. It's just dumb. Wearing doctor uniforms and just...
Doing the whole... With all the...
So misused.
Male genitalia jokes with the New Day around this time last year.
So misused, in my opinion. I don't understand.
Not in your opinion, just misused.
So the question is, would Kenny Omega come in with fear? He could be told that, you know, the sky's the limit or whatnot. Or you're coming in as people have said, you know, that Vince McMahon says, we're giving you an opportunity. Well, a lot of people see the WWE as the promised land. So, you know, maybe he comes in, we're giving you an opportunity. But does he want to take that chance? He's one of the biggest names on the indie scene now. Does he want to take that chance and roll the dice and come in and maybe be put into some mid-card opening show, whatever, program? Who knows? We'll find out sooner or later. I'm sure someone will come out with the information, whether Chris Jericho, maybe Chris Jericho himself on his podcast will come out and tell us, is he under contract? Is he not? I don't know. What do you? Any closing thoughts on this subject, Nick?
None that I can really think of right now.
So I guess it's just a wait and see on the Chris Jericho, Kenny Omega, the big match for Wrestle Kingdom 12 coming up January 4th from Japan, New Japan Pro Wrestling
in the Tokyo Dome.
In the Tokyo Dome, and you know what that means? It's a dome in Tokyo. By the way, P.S. 10 seconds left. Go to Google World or Google Map, or what's it, Google World, and look up the Tokyo Dome. It's awesome. It's right on there. We'll be back with our next subject, Owens and Zayn. Our second subject we want to talk about today, Nick. My boy. I got every one of his shirts. Everyone that's cool.
Wearing one of his hats right now, and I'm wearing one of his shirts right now.
I'm wearing the KO hat. You're wearing the Prize Fighter KO shirt right now. Kevin Owens. And his boy, Sami Zayn. What's going on with those guys? They just put them together recently. Sami went to the evil ways, went to the dark side, went to the heel side. They're back together. But
the best friends, as they would like to call it.
So something happened, I guess, overseas. They were sent home from the European tour. There's rumors abundant. Everywhere, a couple different things that are happening.
Just like the Chris Jericho situation that's going on, there are a lot of reports going in that are just conflicting and just going right against one another.
There's been rumors that they went into business for themselves. There's been rumors that there was a miscommunication. They didn't know what was going on in this match with the New Day.
There were rumors that after the whole situation went down, that Owens was seen on the bus basically having a rant or like just raging and just yelling.
There are rumors that they're pissed because their boy Jimmy Jacobs got fired. Neville got fired whatever happened with that we're still not aware of.
Yeah, Neville is another thing I want to talk about at some point here.
So who knows what's going on with these guys? A lot of people, one of my friends, said that he thinks they're trying to get themselves fired because they're just not happy now that their friends are gone. From what I hear, Jimmy Jacobs was a big part of their act, a part of their creative. He was their producer for their segments. Yeah, in my opinion, I don't know. I would hate to see them go. They're in the promised land. Would you know? Admit it or not, whatever your thoughts are, that's your. If you go into baseball, your goal is to play in the World Series. Well, if you go into wrestling,
your goal is to be
in the WWE, to headline WrestleMania, to be the world champion, universal champion, whatever they call it these days. Well, I'll tell you, he was already there, and he should still be there. He should still be in the top pitcher of any organization that he's in. So he's at the top of the mountain right now as far as organizations goes. In my opinion, I hope he can work it out. I hope he can stay and figure out what's going on with this and just get past that. He's a great dude. He deserves, you know, where he is. And he, you know, he's got to think of his family too. You know
and Zane too.
Sammy too. Yeah, for sure. But you know what? You can look at it the other way, Nick. The indie scene now is way different than it was, you know, years ago. Right now, you can probably look at the Young Bucks. They're making a hefty living on the indie scene, and they're working their own schedule.
Just look at the entire Bullet Club. To be honest, just look how
look at Cody. Cody's doing fantastic.
Yeah.
Cody's calling his shots.
He's making his own schedule. Cody is doing exactly what Drew McIntyre or Drew Galloway did a few years ago when he was released from WWE. And you know what Galloway did? He went out there and made a name for himself and just really got up back to the top and came back.
I mean, let's face it. If they get released or quit or whatever, however it works out, they're not going to starve. They're still going to make a great living. I guess maybe being selfish by saying it, I would rather see them be able to watch wrestling. And that's one of the main reasons I watch wrestling every week is to see Kevin Owens on TV. I can't watch Ric Flair anymore on TV because he's not on anymore.
Those are his two go-to guys in professional wrestling, just letting everybody know.
So we'll see what happens with that. I did see that they are scheduled to be at the SmackDown tapings this Tuesday, so we'll see how that works out. Wouldn't that be something if they go on live TV on SmackDown and just go on a pipe bomb rant? Oh, my God, can you imagine?
That would definitely be something.
If that happened, I still don't know if I would believe it's a work or a shoot.
I wouldn't either.
Who knows what's going on? Who knows what's going on? We'll find out more this week.
Well, if they start talking anything about Jacobs or Neville, then you know that something's up.
Who knows what's going on? We got more in a flash. Coming back. The next subject I want to talk about, it's a bonus subject, Nick. A bonus subject. This week, I got my boy, and I told my boy, I said, Nick, here's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to sit down, and it wasn't the night it was on because I was very, very tired from working and all that other stuff that when you're adulting happens to you. But I sat down the next night, and I said, Nick, I want you to watch this 30 for 30 with me about the life of Ric Flair. And he said, nah. Well, I finally talked him into watching it. At some point, he had to get up and go. Let's face it, he had to get up and go get some dessert. So he got up and he said, "Whoa!
Hang on, let me pause you right there, Bombshell.
What's that?
You're the one who decided to get up and go get the dessert.
I forgot who it was. Anyways,
we're both fat.
My point here is Nick's stress. Do not play that until I come back into the other room. He was so enthralled in this, as was I. It was a fantastic piece put together by ESPN.
It really was.
On the life of my hero since I'm 10 years old, the nature boy Ric Flair.
I'm pretty sure you're not 10 years old right now.
So, they had the good, the bad. It was definitely teared me up a little bit on some of the spots, but I don't know. I just wanted to mention that the 30 for 30 for Ric Flair, check it out. It's on again November 19th on ESPN. It's fantastic. It's an awesome piece and a well-deserved for the greatest of all time in professional wrestling.
Not Chris Jericho.
The GOAT. The real GOAT. Sorry, Chris. We got a couple more rapid-fire things in this segment we want to talk about. Nick, you wanted to touch on something about Neville real quick.
Yes. I am not exactly sure. What are your thoughts on the whole situation? I'm still not exactly sure. Apparently, apparently he's been upset since January of this year. He's been upset with the company since January of this year, which kind of surprised me considering he's kind of on a career, like, rebirth, I guess, is what I mean. Like, his whole career has just been
rebirth. I always thought it was weird when they put him into the 205, the cruiserweight division. And I was like, come on. And then he took the ball, and he ran with it. And he ran far, and he ran long, and he was just awesome in there. But can Neville get by and not be in that cruiserweight division and go with the big dogs? Absolutely. Could you imagine Neville against AJ Styles?
Holy crap. That would be, pun intended, phenomenal.
That would be awesome. That would be amazing. So maybe, I don't know, did he just get sick of it? Did he? I don't understand.
Well, like, back in NXT, he was being pushed through the roof.
Well, yeah,
like,
he was the NXT champion.
Wasn't he the longest reigning NXT champion until Finn Balor took that?
I think so. Yeah, he was. Yeah, so who knows what's going on with Neville? Who knows what's going on with Sammy and Kevin and the deal with Chris Jericho and all that other stuff? We did check Bailey the Tripod Cat. She is resting. She's sleeping. She's very sleepy. She's been very sleepy, but she's gonna be on. She's gonna be on future episodes. I promise you that. We got other things to talk about. We're gonna wrap things up for this episode of Ring Talk. Good old Ring Talk. I didn't tag the name of the show in the last segment, and Nick got hot. He got half hot with me, so. So we're going to wrap things up in the next segment, and then that'll be it for this inaugural pilot episode of
the Ring Talk Podcast. It's not the Ring Talk Podcast. It's just Ring Talk.
Sorry, Nick. I'll do better next time. I promise.
I'm a jerk. I know. I'm such a grammar Nazi.
You are. That's why I have you here, though. And, well, you're my son, and I have no choice.
He's forced to do it.
When do you turn 18 again?
4 years.
Damn it. So, the inaugural Ring Talk episode podcast. Podcast. Not to be confused with the Ring Talk radio show that I used to do years ago with Devastating Derek and Metal Bob. And producer Bill. But this is the all new, brand new Ring Talk, our podcast.
We talk about
Bombshell Billy and my boy Nick over here.
We talk about basically the same things as on the radio show.
We're going to talk about wrestling, pro wrestling.
And we're going to have some guests on here.
And some other stuff. We're going to have call-ins because you can do call-ins on here too. That's fantastic. One of the call-ins, we're going to have Metal Bob on here sometime. I'm going to have Tim, my boy Tim, that's trying to get me to get on the New Japan World. And he's a funny bastard too. So we'll have him on. He knows a lot about wrestling. So one of the things that Nick told me is we wrap things up. This is our last segment. Nick said, don't talk like the other podcasts. Don't say stuff. Well, he knows one of my favorite podcasts, Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard and the Jim Cornette Experience and Jim Cornette's Drive-Thru.
Please don't
tell me. Tony Schiavone's and all that stuff.
Do not end on the thank you F you bye.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to say all those podcasts I mentioned, please listen to them. They're awesome. Bruce Pritchard is hilarious. Conrad Thompson is, I've been listening to his podcast for a little over a year now. He's the best host of anything ever. He's awesome. And he's a reason why I want to do something like this. On a very small level, obviously. This is just for friends and family and whoever for now to listen to. But, this is going to be fun. This is going to be great because I like to talk about wrestling. Nick likes to talk about wrestling. Trust me, I hear it all the time. Hashtag parenting done right because...
Because look where we are now.
I think this kid, as far as, hey, Nick, what was the main event for WrestleMania, 22? And he'll tell me, Nick, what was the main event for WrestleMania 22?
I actually don't know that one.
Ah, you son of a gun.
You know what? I do know some stuff a little older than that. Like, I can tell you the main event. Well, maybe not the main. I don't think it was the main event. Well,
basically, he'll just come out with some facts and figures. And
like, I can tell you that Ric Flair went against Randy Savage at WrestleMania 8.
Yes, he did. See, he has, and he's 14, and he wasn't. I don't think he wasn't even. He wasn't even alive at that point. So,
is it weird that I feel nostalgic for a time I wasn't even alive?
No, that's not weird at all. That brings a tear to my eye, and that's fantastic. I love that. I love to hear that. That's fantastic. I feel nostalgic for the Beatles, and I wasn't when they were together as a band. I wasn't alive. So, well, maybe near the end when they were, but I, you know what I mean. So, it's the same kind of feeling. So. Speaking of the Beatles, we got a Beatles museum in town. It's like for a couple months up at the big mall here in Syracuse where we are. We're going to go check that out sometime. Big display of Beatles memorabilia and all that fun stuff that just started yesterday. It's there till January, so we're going to check that
out. Yeah, the address of this is, and then you got to edit in like a censor bleep.
Okay. Anyways, so that's it for this very first inaugural...
Bombshell, hang on. So what are some things we may touch on in the next episode? Because something I would like to talk about in the next episode is our trip to SummerSlam.
Yes, we went to SummerSlam. We made the trek. We were there in person. We went to not only SummerSlam, we went to NXT TakeOver.
Yeah, speaking of
NXT. We went to SummerSlam. We went to Raw the next night. And then we drove home the next day. We didn't go to SmackDown. It was my birthday. So we wanted to come back and share my birthday at home. But we had a long weekend.
Yeah. Speaking of NXT, it was phenomenal. It was
absolutely. Or as Kevin Owens would call it,
NXT.
NXD.
So we'll touch more on that in the next episode. For now,
and Bailey the Tripod Cat will be here on the next episode of
For Sure
Ring Talk. Bombshell Billy and my boy Nick
signing out.
We'll see you next time.